to the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Boston Globe. It was breaking stories about clerical scandals, including Bishop Eamon Casey of Galway, who apparently had fathered a child, and God help us, actually apparently encouraged a woman that he had impregnated to have an abortion. So this is these horrible scandals in the Irish Church, and it was after this that the divorce referendum went through. And if you notice, in there's a parallel to Massachusetts, is of course it was after all of the scandals in the church here and the resignation of condo law that we see the same-sex marriage decision here in Massachusetts. Okay. So there seems to be a playbook here on how to promote revolution in a Catholic society.
I have to do a little reset here. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and I am discussing with my good friend and sometime guest here on the show, Ireland's Bloody Friday. We're talking about the abortion referendum that happened on Friday, May 25th in Ireland. So, Joe, I had to do a little reset there. Where were we on your timetable there?
Well, we were talking about how already in the 1990s, we're seeing the weakening of the laws against abortion. You're allowing women to go abroad and procure abortions in England. You're allowing people to get information regarding abortion. An attempt to overturn the X case, where the Supreme Court allowed abortion in the case of the threat of suicide, that was defeated in a popular referendum. So you see the people in Ireland, you know, endorsed the Eighth Amendment back in the 1980s to protect unborn human life, but then they've been weakening it constantly. So you see that the Catholic culture is weakening, and as each generation passes, it becomes weaker. And by the way, just a point about that referendum that on Bloody Friday, as I said, it was 66.4%. If you break it down, every single province and 25 out of 26 counties voted for it. Donegal, by a very narrow margin, voted against it. In Dublin, the capital city, the margin was 77%. The only subset of voters who voted against it were those over 65. 70% of all Irish women and 65% of all Irish men voted for it. And this is the real appalling statistic, brother. According to exit polls, 87% of 18 to 24-year-olds voted in favor of abortion. 87%. So it tells you that all of the young of Ireland have been completely, they've apostatized, they've been secularized, they've been completely de-Christianized.
That points to that trajectory that you referred to earlier, that this is simply going to get worse without some sort of intervention that breaks this cycle. This is going to get worse.
There was an old saying about Boston politics that